Imagine a train chugging south out of Kansas with people jumping from the cars all along its route. The reason they jumped and the mass chaos that took place on one September day is this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Ark, Kansas City, Kansas, noon, September 16th, 1893.
This town started off as 5,000 population, and it grew to over 75,000.
Heather Ferguson explains the swelling population was pioneers ready to rush into the 226-mile by 58-mile stretch of land open to settlement. Ark City's founding fathers made this the largest entry point in the Great Land Rush.
They actually marketed Ark City as a starting point for the run because they knew it was going to happen. So they went out and put ads in papers and articles in papers. So there were so many people in Ark City that we had to have two registration booths to register before the race.
The U.S. Cavalry patrolled the border to make sure no one entered before noon.
People were just getting antsy and horses were getting skittish and somebody's horse tried to bolt and one of the cavalry officers shot this fella and then everybody just took off because they thought that was the shot that was supposed to ring at noon.
The throng of people and the shotgun start made this a mad dash to stake a claim to a quarter section of land.
It was just mass chaos. People were being trampled. We had people running the run on bicycles, on foot, on horses, in buggies, wagons. There was even a train that started from our depot here, the Santa Fe Depot, allowed to go the speed of a horse, and people jumped off.
The land had been pre-surveyed, and people staked a flag to mark their land. All told, 115,000 people registered for a race for 42,000 parcels of land. It's estimated nearly 100,000 people were in Ark City on the day of the land rush. 3 days later, only 5,000 remained in town. It's a piece of history preserved at the Cherokee Strip Land Rush Museum. Traveling the countryside in Ark City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.